天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那今天呢，是我们故事的精髓最后一期了，麦克牧师将会带领我们来探讨有关婚礼的比喻。亲爱的听众朋友们，婚礼呢，是我们人生最隆重也是最神圣的时刻，因为呢，它代表着二人合而为一，开始一个新的旅程。那我们主耶稣的婚宴又是如何的呢？你又会以什么样的姿态出现呢？好，那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路历程吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are at the very last message from the series of messages entitled The Point of the Story.
今天是我们故事的精髓系列信息的最后一讲。
And it comes from Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 to 14.
经文的出处是在马太福音22章第1到14节。
And it's about a wedding.
讲的是一场婚礼。
Everyone loves a wedding.
每个人都喜欢婚礼。
Everybody that is, except perhaps the groom and the bride's father.
可能除了新郎和新娘的父亲之外吧。
They have the different reasons, of course, but nonetheless, weddings are always joyous celebrations.
他们当然有不同的理由，但无论如何，婚礼总是令人快乐的场面。
The one who really looks forward to the wedding day is the bride.
最盼望婚礼的人大概是新娘了吧。
She longs to be with her future husband.
她渴望和未来的丈夫在一起。
She is filled with expectation.
她充满了期许。
The husband-to-be has showered her with kindness.
未婚夫向她表明了爱意。
He promised to be her protector.
她承诺要做她的保护者。
And cover her spiritual head.
做她属灵的领袖。
He proved to her again and again that his love for her is unconditional.
他一次次地向她证明自己对她的爱是无条件的。
And that he will always be available in the times of need.
并且会在她需要的时候永远陪伴着她。
All of this adds up to the bride counting of the seconds to dwell with him permanently.
这一切促使新娘盼着与他白头偕老。
And that's precisely why the scripture repeatedly points out that, spiritually speaking, the relationship between the Lord and his church is like the ideal relationship between husband and wife.
这就是圣经不断在说明的一个主题，也就是从属灵的角度讲，基督和教会的关系就像理想的丈夫与妻子的关系。
And the book of Hosea reminds us of what can happen when a faithless wife breaks the heart of her husband.
何西阿书告诉我们，一个不忠之妻是何等让丈夫心碎。
It can easily work the other way.
我们与神的关系也是一样。
Throughout the Old Testament, God reveals to us how he felt toward the unfaithfulness of his people.
他在整本旧约圣经中不断告诉我们，他对子民的不忠是何等伤痛。
He fulfilled his promises to them.
他信实守约。
He protected them day and night.
他日夜保守他们。
He provided for them day and night.
他每天供应他们。
He blessed them richly.
他大大赐福他们。
He loved them unconditionally.
他无条件地爱他们。
But they kept on running after other gods.
但他们总是去跟随别神。
They kept on running after things.
他们总是追求物质。
They set their hearts on the things of the world.
他们的心都在世界上面。
And they did what is most hurtful of all.
并且他们让神最伤心的事。
They ignored him and became indifferent toward him.
就是忽视冷落神的存在。
This brings us to the last parable that we are going to study in this series of messages.
这就带出了我们今天的最后一个比喻。
It is in the light of that history that the Lord Jesus Christ tells his Jewish hearers this magnificent parable in Matthew 22.
主耶稣就是在这样的历史背景下说出了马太福音二十二章的伟大比喻。
Let's read it.
让我们一起来读。耶稣又用比喻对他们说，天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的筵席，就打发仆人去请那些被招的人来赴席，他们却不肯来。王又打发别的仆人说，你们告诉那被招的人，我的筵席已经预备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来赴席。那些人不理就走了，一个到自己田里去，一个做买卖去，其余的拿住仆人凌辱他们，把他们杀了。王就大怒，发兵除灭那些凶手，烧毁他们的城。于是对仆人说，喜宴已经齐备，只是所招的人不配，所以你们要往岔路口上去，凡遇见的都招来赴席。那些仆人就出去到大路上，凡遇见了，不论善恶都招聚了来，宴席上就坐满了客。王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的，就对他说，朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？那人无言可答。于是王对使唤的人说，捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外边的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。
Now I want you to focus on four different groups of people in this parable.
现在我想请你注意在这个比喻中的四种不同的人。
The first group are those who refused the invitation.
第一种就是拒绝邀请的人。
The second group are those who excused themselves.
第二种是找借口推脱的人。
The third group are those who used the invitation well.
第三种是欢然接受邀请的人。
The fourth is one person who refused the king's provision.
第四种就是那个拒绝王之供应的人。
In ancient times, a wedding feast was inseparable from the wedding itself.
在古代，婚宴和婚礼是分不开的。
Depending on the financial strength of the family, sometimes the feast went on for weeks.
根据每家人不同的经济实力，有些婚宴会持续好几周。
A royal wedding, of course, would be held in the palace.
皇家的婚礼自然是在皇宫里举行。
And the king always very extravagant in his desire to please his guests.
国王总是竭尽所能的使客人们尽兴。
The fact that this is a wedding feast is incidental. There is no mention of the bride here.
实际上因为这里并没有提到新娘，所以婚宴并不是一个关键。
The wedding feast was chosen by our Lord to emphasize the festivities.
主用婚宴来强调欢庆的气氛。
A royal feast obviously is going to be the party of all parties.
一个皇家的婚宴自然是宴会中的宴会了。
Often people like to...outdo each other in their extravagance.
通常人们都会彼此攀比，要胜过别人的奢华程度。
But when it comes to the king, no one can match his parties.
然而有谁能胜过国王的宴会呢？
But this particular party is given by the greatest monarch of the universe.
况且这个宴会的主人是宇宙间最伟大的君王。
And it is given to the most honored guest imaginable.
是为最尊贵的客人预备的。
And when the preparation was complete, the king sent out his servants to all those who had already been invited.
当一切准备就绪，国王打发他的臣仆，请那些被召的人来赴席。
To be on the king's pre-invitation list was the highest honor possible.
在王的首批邀请单上的大概都是最尊贵的客人。
The best thing about this feast was that it is all provided freely for you.
为你预备好的筵席最棒的地方就是它是完全免费的。
So you can imagine somebody turning the king's invitation down.
所以你可以想象那些拒绝王的邀请的人。
The very thought of turning down such an invitation is preposterous.
简直就是荒谬至极。
An invitation from one's king brings the greatest honor imaginable.
因为从国王而来的邀请是极大的荣誉。
To spurn the king and his invitation is a serious offense.
拒绝王的邀请是很严重的犯上之罪。
In the ancient days, few kings, if any, were known for their humility and patience.
在古代，谦卑有耐心的国王可说是微乎其微。
Especially when they are openly insulted.
特别是当他们公开地受到侮辱。
So this king sends out the invitation, but this time, not only do they refuse the invitation and excuse themselves.
所以王送出请柬，而他们却拒绝邀请，并为自己找借口。
This time the invitation is more urgent.
这次的邀请更为紧迫。
The food is ready. The king is sitting at the table and waiting.
因为宴席已经准备好了，国王已经坐在桌旁等候。
Possibly there is an imploring on the part of the servants.
可能仆人们去恳求那些人。
Please do not turn the king's invitation down.
求求你们呀，不要拒绝王的邀请。
Possibly there was pleading for the people to come to the feast.
可能他们请求那些人来赴席。
But many of the invitees were cold and indifferent.
然而许多被邀请者都冷漠无情。
They were selfishly preoccupied with their personal business.
他们自私地专营自己的事情。
They were busy making a living and missing out on life.
他们忙着讨生活，什么都不愿意缺乏。
But they were preoccupied with their wants and their ambitions, forgetting the most important thing in life.
然而他们被各样私欲野心所吞没，忘记了生命中最重要的事。
They're running around seeking after a mirage where the real festivities, the real king, and the real joy, and the real value in life are being ignored and snubbed.
他们追求幻象，却对真正的王、真正的喜乐、真正的生命价值嗤之以鼻。
But there was another group of invited guests who were worse than indifferent.
不过还有一种人比冷漠之人更可恶。
They themselves were offended by the persistent invitation.
他们受不了这不断的邀请。
So, in an act of brutal arrogance, they seized the king's servants and mistreated them and killed them.
所以出于无知的残忍，他们就拿住王的仆人，凌辱他们，把他们杀了。
The equivalent in our day would be the ones who insist that anything to do with God must be practiced in secret.
今天这样的人就是那些认为神的一切事都不可以公开进行的人。
They are the ones who persecute God's faithful servants.
他们逼迫神忠心的仆人。
Those people in the parable represent those who are actually hostile to biblical truth.
在这个比喻中，这些人代表了那些敌对圣经真理的人。
Throughout history, the two enemies of the cross have been indifference and false religion.
纵观历史长河，十字架的两大敌人就是冷漠无知和假宗教。
But the persistence on the part of the king is an indication of God's gracious patience.
但是国王的坚持表现了神的恩慈和忍耐。
The persistence on the part of the king is an indication of God's gracious forbearance with those who rejected him.
国王的坚持表现了神对拒绝他之人的宽待。
Which brings me to the third group of people, those who made good use of the invitation.
这就要提到第三种人，也就是应邀出席的人。
The servant's commission was to go everywhere and invite everyone, and this is precisely what the Great Commission is all about.
仆人们使命就是出去到各处邀请人，和我们的大使命一模一样。
It is to go and make disciples of all nations.
就是去使万民做主的门徒。
The invitation was to whomsoever may come.
邀请是给所有要来之人的。
Because they are both equal in the sight of God.
因为在神面前人人平等。
The original invited people saw themselves to be morally and spiritually superior, so they were uninvited.
最先被邀请的人自以为德高望重，所以他们不能复习。
The second group was a mixed group.
第二种人是一个混杂的群体。
But the Bible said that only those who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb will be qualified to come into the King's feast.
但圣经告诉我们说，唯有那在羔羊的血中洗净衣服的人才配赴王的筵席。
Fourthly, we see among those who came, there was one who was not wearing the wedding robe.
第四种人就是那个没有穿礼服的人。
This intruder who came to the feast was included in the general invitation.
这个冒访者在最初被邀之列。
He was not an uninvited guest who came without invitation.
他并不是一个没有请柬的客人。
But because he was not properly dressed, he stood out in contrast to all of the other guests.
但是因为他没穿戴整齐，看起来和所有客人格格不入。
You say, how come?
你说怎么会呢？
Well, none of the people who had come had proper clothes for the prince's wedding.
其实参加王的婚宴的没有一个拥有合适的衣服。
In most royal weddings, the guests were handed a gown as they came in.
在所有皇家婚宴上，每一个客人都会发给一件袍子。
Here the king made provision for wedding clothes.
国王为客人们预备了礼服。
The king knew that all of his guests, all of those who responded to his gracious invitation, were poor and have no royal attire.
国王知道所有那些回应他邀请的人都是穷人，也没有皇家的行头。
Just as the King of Kings knows that none of us have any righteousness to get us anywhere near heaven.
正如万王之王的了解，我们没有一个人能通过自己的好行为靠近天堂。
For all of your good works without the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said, is like a dirty rag.
因为若没有耶稣，圣经上说，你所有的好行为就如同一件破衣服。
So God made provision for those who trusted in Jesus Christ to put on the righteousness of his Son.
所以神为那些相信耶稣基督的人预备了他独生子的义。
But this one person decided to defy the royal protocol.
但这个人却决定拒绝皇家的预备。
He was a proud and self-willed individual.
他是一个骄傲自我的人。
He was insulting to the king's provision.
他辱没了国王的预备。
This one person in the wedding represents all those who think that they are going to heaven on the strength of their good works.
这个人代表了所有认为可以通过自己的好行为上天堂的人。
He represents all those who think that they are going to heaven on the strength of their merits.
他代表了所有想要靠自己的力量上天堂的人。
When the king confronted this man who was presumptuous, thinking that he could come to the king's feast on his own terms, he was speechless.
当王质问这个自以为是的狂妄之徒时，他哑口无言了。
But his arrogance was short-lived. The king found him out and sent him into the outer darkness.
他的傲慢持续不了多久，王就发现了他，并把他丢在外面的黑暗里。
My listening friends, please listen to me very carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听着我说。
You cannot get to heaven without the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
没有公义的耶稣，你是绝对上不了天堂的。
even if you do good work every single day of your life,
即便是你一生每一天都在行善，
you will be thrown into the outer darkness.
你还是会被丢在外面的黑暗里。
Only the richness of Jesus Christ, the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ, will qualify you to go to heaven.
唯有耶稣基督的丰富和他完美的公义才可以使你进入天堂。
Will you receive his righteousness today?
今天你会接受他的义吗？
Will you say, Lord Jesus, give me that gown of your righteousness?
你会说，主耶稣，请赐给我你的义袍吗？
Lord Jesus, I know that is only through your righteousness can I make it into heaven.
主耶稣，我知道唯有通过你的义，我才能进入天堂。
It is my prayer that you would say this prayer with me.
我盼望你会和我一起做如下的祷告。
Come into my life, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，请进入我的生命。
Forgive me my sins.
宽恕我的罪。
Accept me into your kingdom.
接纳我进入你的国度。
Let me put on a robe of your righteousness.
让我穿上你的义袍。
So that I will not be ashamed on the last day.
以至于我在末后的日子不至于羞愧。
In your name do I pray, Jesus.
祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。亲爱的听众朋友们，现在的你又是处在何种光景中呢？让我们能够以圣洁为新衣，来到主的面前，不致羞愧。因为只有靠着主耶稣，我们才能恢复与神的关系，享受那美好的永生。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。是伤